We read this morning from John chapter 18, verses 28 through 32. Then they led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the governor's headquarters. It was early in the morning. They themselves did not enter the governor's headquarters so that they would not be defiled, but could eat the Passover. So Pilate went outside to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered him, "If this man were not doing evil, we would not have delivered him over to you." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." The Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." This was to fulfill the word that Jesus had spoken to show by what kind of death he was going to die. We pray, "Lord, to whom else shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Amen." There was a question that hung in the air that morning, that spring morning, between Jesus and Pontius Pilate and the Jewish leaders. It was an important question. The question, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" Important for the Jewish leaders because they wanted Jesus dead. And if they were going to get the conviction they wanted, they would have to find the right accusations. It was important for Pilate, too, because, you know, he was in a position where he didn't want to lose his power. He didn't want this to turn into a mess or a riot. He didn't want to lose his job. It's an important question for you and me, too. The question still hangs in the air this morning. What accusation do you bring against Jesus of Nazareth? What is the truth? The Jews had their ideas. Pilate had his. But there is only one true accusation in our text against Jesus, and that is that he was an evildoer. You know, maybe you've seen something like this on a law show, cop show, something like that, where you got a lawyer, works for the state, he's trying to put the bad guy away. And he's sure that he's got the right guy, but he doesn't really have the evidence to prove it. So he practices the throw everything against the wall and see what sticks method. Let's just do anything we can to try to get this guy put in jail. That's what the Jewish leaders, were practicing in our text. They came with Jesus before Pilate and he asked for their charge. And they say, "Well, if he wasn't an evildoer, we wouldn't have brought him to you." What a ridiculous accusation. Can you imagine if somebody did that in a courtroom today? They get thrown out in a second. And that's exactly what Pilate tried to do. He probably realized this is some kind of religious dispute. I don't want to have anything to do with this. And he told them to take Jesus and deal with him on their own. But the Jewish leaders knew that if they wanted that execution, if they wanted crucifixion for Jesus, they'd have to go through Pilate. So they were insistent. Because only the Roman government had the power to kill people. You'll notice that they did not bring the same charge against Jesus that they accused him of in their own trial. Their own mock trial earlier that morning, they called him a blasphemer. But that's not what they say to Pilate, because that wouldn't hold any weight. So they call him an evildoer. Did they have any evidence? Well, they presented some later, but we see how weak it was. They said that he was forbidding people to pay taxes to Caesar. You know, they've been trying for the better part of the last 2 or 3 years to find something against Jesus. If you're ever reading through the Gospels and you notice this recurring thing over and over again, you find Pharisees and scribes were watching Jesus closely, trying to find some charge they could bring against him, or that they were questioning him, trying to test him, trying to get him to slip up. But even though it seems like they've hardly been doing anything with their lives besides this for the last few years, they have nothing. We know they have nothing because the charge, the evidence that they bring, is a lie. When they asked Jesus whether they should pay taxes, he said, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's." The truth is that Jesus was not an evildoer the way they were thinking of it, and they knew it, but they didn't care. Because they wanted Jesus dead. And they figured, let's throw anything we can against the wall, try to get it to stick, try to get him killed. So why did they really want Jesus dead? If they didn't have any real accusations to bring, why were they so insistent? Well, in their trial, they said it was because he blasphemed, called himself the Son of God. And truthfully, if he hadn't been telling the truth, he would have been worthy of death according to the Jewish law. But they refused to believe, to understand who he was. But even that wasn't the real reason that the Jewish leaders wanted Jesus dead. We find the real reason in John's Gospel earlier, in chapter 12, after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to put Lazarus to death as well, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. And then later, after the triumphal entry on Palm Sunday, so the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." And again, they say they are worried that if it goes on like this, the Romans will come and take away both their place and their nation. The real reason that the Jewish leaders wanted Jesus dead? Because they were afraid and annoyed. Afraid that Jesus' popularity would end up causing them harm. They would lose their power. And they were annoyed. Annoyed that the people were looking to Jesus and trusting in Jesus and listening to Jesus, and he was getting the spotlight. Because they were afraid and annoyed, they, who should have been watching out to show the people the true Passover lamb, came to bring false charges against him and put him to death. What about you and me? How often don't we make those same false accusations against Jesus? Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you had an opportunity to speak up for the truth? Whether pointing out when someone is making fun of the Bible, what the truth is, or telling somebody about the gospel, or any other situation, but you didn't because you were afraid and annoyed. Afraid that you would lose your position in that group. Afraid that they would look down upon you. Maybe you were also annoyed. Annoyed that God would dare to put you in that position. Why would he ask me to speak up? Why would he ask me to be the one to go to my fellow brother or sister and point out to them their sin and try to bring them to repentance? Why would he do that to me? So easily we can become afraid and annoyed because of Jesus. And what accusation are we bringing against him then except that he is a nuisance and that we just want him out of the way? Thankfully, there was another accusation brought that day against Jesus, one that the Jewish leaders knew nothing about. The hymnist writes, "Many hands were raised to wound him. None would interpose to save. But the deepest stroke that pierced him was the stroke that justice gave." The Jewish leaders may have thought that they were the ones cleverly pulling the strings to get Jesus executed. And Pilate certainly thought that he was in charge of this situation. But the one who really drove the nails into Jesus' hands, who broke his body and tortured his mind, was his own Father. It was God that looked down that day on Jesus of Nazareth and made the accusation, "Evildoer." Isaiah 53 says that Jesus was stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. That he was cut off from the land of the living for the sins of the people. Romans says that he became sin for us, and that God delivered him over to the hands of his enemies. God accused Jesus, and that accusation was true. And that becomes clear as we watch Jesus go through this whole ordeal in silence, a lamb to the slaughter, not saying one word in his defense, which he could easily have proved his innocence. As we see him suffer and die, scream and sigh, one thing becomes abundantly clear, and that is that Jesus is accepting the accusation of the Father. He agrees with it. He is saying, "Yes, I am the evildoer." And he is inviting you to come before his cross and make the same accusation. Not calling him a nuisance, trying to get him out of the way, but coming to him and throwing all of your sins upon him. Digging deep into your dark, sinful soul and throwing everything against the cross of Jesus. And watch as every charge sticks. He pays for it all. He takes the guilt. He takes the pain. And it means that you can never be accused. Not by a friend, not by an enemy, not by your Heavenly Father, not by Satan, whose name means accuser. Because of this, we can spend the rest of our lives, both in this world and in the one to come, accusing Jesus of the right things, calling him Savior, Redeemer, and King. Amen. We will sing hymn 652, verse 1.